Well, thank you for joining us here on the Internet Advisor as we have been talking about and we'll talk some more about the Michigan Council of Women in Technology. For 15 years, they've been promoting women in technology. And Kathleen Norton-Schock is the PR person who's on the line with us right now. We've been talking about some of the big events that have just taken place. And if you were wondering about this incredibly long laundry list, it's our fault. We haven't had her back on for a while. So there's been lots to talk about and lots to be proud about. Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us. And Gary was just reminding me during the break, Gary, that we normally have the winners from both the scholarships and from the web design contest on the air with us. And we're going to try to do that again, and I think it's in December, Gary.
Yep, that's right. I hope we, Kathleen, we can arrange that again. You've been very helpful in the past helping us arrange to get those winners on with us. And, you know, it's what sharp, very smart young ladies they are, and we love talking to them.
And I think both of us, Gary and I, have had daughters who have kind of grown up in the last 20 years with us here. Lauren on Gary's part, and my daughters as well, listening a little bit older. But just delighted to see how the program has worked and the women, young women we've met along the way who are stepping into very, very important roles. But let's talk a little bit about something that I have a certain special place in my heart for, and that is Diva Tech Talk, which began here at WJR, and certainly we only launched it because it's gone on to have quite a great run. Why don't you talk a little bit about that podcast and where people can listen to it?
Yeah, thanks so much, Foster. So Nicole Johnson-Scheffler and I founded this in September of 3 years ago, and we really started to get going in December 3 years ago, and now we are at podcast number 58, has just been published.
Wow.
Because for us, of course, this is a passion project. It's in addition to our daytime work. but we very exciting. For the third year in a row, we've won a series of awards from the Association of Women in Communication, their Clarion Awards.
Oh, congratulations
right.
to you. Yes.
And, yeah, so for both radio show and podcasting. And most recently, episode number 56, we have gone national now. I mean, we used to do mainly women in the Midwest region because of our own predilection.
Sure.
We both happen to be, Nicole is in Grand Rapids, I'm in the Detroit area, so we tended to focus on women in Michigan. But a long time ago, over a year and a half ago, we began to go pretty much at least national. And episode number 56 featured Laura Bilazarian, who's the founder of a company called Teamable.com. And she's very noteworthy, not only because we are approaching Entrepreneurship Week, and particularly
That's
the
right.
celebration of women entrepreneurs on the 19th of November, but Laura is a woman after my own heart in the sense that she allowed her passion to follow her ideals, is the way I would put it.
Mm-hmm.
Teamable, which just got $5 million in its first round of venture funding, has to do with pulling together and strengthening the recruiting and HR of a company based on social networks. So Laura happens to be a reformed investment banker. She can't be more than 30 years of age, whose family is based in Armenia. And because of the problems in Armenia, Laura decided to put at least half of her development resources, meaning her R&D, over in Armenia. And much of the software that's being developed is being developed between Armenia and Silicon Valley, because, of course, Teamable is based in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
So it's a really exciting and interesting podcast to listen to, as many of them are. And it is episode number 56 for us. At divatechtalk.com.
That's excellent. By the way, that's important, folks. And as a matter of fact, you'll find links to that on our homepage at internetadvisor.net under the show notes. divatechtalk.com.
Right.
Hey, by the way, I know Amanda Lawan was involved with the program when we...
Amanda has not been involved with us for about a year and a half, but
okay.
We're very dear friends. I'll be seeing her this week for Thanksgiving. We're having an early Thanksgiving. But no, Amanda has not. Amanda's been very busy. She just was one of the winners of the 20 Under 20, focusing specifically on Detroit and the development of Detroit. And Diva Tech Talk's vision is, of course, because we are all about promoting women in tech. So for us, staying just in Michigan didn't make as much sense.
Yep.
Amanda, however, is a huge supporter of ours, and I sometimes podcast, actually, from Bamboo Detroit, where she is now expanded into the fourth floor.
Oh, I see. You podcast from there. That is fascinating. Yeah.
We are podcasters on the run. So we use WebEx. We use my dining room table. I have podcasted down there. But most of the time, you know, you don't necessarily need to be in a studio to do what we do.
That's a beautiful part.
We need to be with the women themselves.
That's a beautiful part of it. Amanda Lawan, you mentioned Bamboo Detroit just kind of quickly as a co-working space. Have I got that?
Absolutely.
Right?
And they're now at 250 members. And,
wow.
As I said, she will be celebrated this coming week as one of the 20 under 20, under 20 under 30, something like that, 20 in their 20s, that's what it is, 20 leaders in their 20s who have helped turn around Detroit. So that's pretty exciting.
Of the interviews that you've done so far, which has been the most inspiring for you? I know it's like naming your favorite child.
There are so many. Episode number 52 was Meredith Harper, who's the Chief Security and Privacy Officer for Henry Ford Health Systems.
Yeah.
She, of course, was raised in Detroit's inner city, and she would not be where she, and literally we titled it something to the effect of, I don't have it in front of me.
That's
but
okay.
Literally, hers is all about her mentors. She had mentors as she was going through her advanced degree program who were doing things like sitting in for her in class because she was a working student, and sending her exam. So that was an amazing one. Kirsten Edmondson Wolf, who's Senior Director of Marketing for Cloud and Enterprise for Microsoft and out in Seattle, literally decided not to be a politician because she was standing in Jakarta at the time of the revolution and noticing that technology is what empowered the revolutionaries and decided, I want to be in technology. So that was episode 51. And just recently, we did Teresa Ansek, who at the time was director of data warehousing for credit acceptance and has gone on to go over to Beaumont Health in the time we podcasted her to now. Teresa got her GED in her 40s, having run her own entrepreneurial business when she was in her 20s and 30s as a single mom. And she is literally the poster child for, you know, a degree is a good thing. Everybody should get one.
Yeah.
But the fact is, she learned more through her certifications, on the job, and online training, successfully ran, and then sold the company before she decided to go work in the nonprofit world in data warehousing, and now is over in the healthcare field.
We're speaking, by the way, with Kathleen Norton Schock. She is a co-host.
And co-founder of Diva Tech Talks.
That's right, and co-founder of Diva Tech Talks, and she and Nicole Johnson Scheffler.
Nicole mainly goes by Scheffler now.
By Scheffler now, okay. Are the co-hosts of this podcast. What's fascinating, guys, is that we get together. Well, actually, Gary, you're a pretty good proof of the not having to be in exactly the same place when you do the podcast, but certainly you on a regular basis, Kathleen, are, you know, gathering your guests and your co-hosts from four corners of the globe.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we just recorded and will be publishing probably in early December, Mamtha Chamarthy. Mamtha is the Chief Digital Officer and Senior Vice President for ZF International, a global company that just swallowed TRW within the last
two years.
And Mamtha, while she sometimes offices in Livonia, often also offices in both India and Germany, right? She's an example. And she absolutely got her start at FCA, in those days Chrysler. So she's a great story because she literally is talking about a 25 to 30 year career where, in fact, now she's in a position to take a company, not on her own, obviously, with her team, and they're digitalizing every single piece of ZF to go to zero emissions and zero accidents by wow. inspiring people and working with people to make the world more mobile.
Kathleen, I don't know, maybe this is a simplistic question, but anyway, how do you find these women balance their families, those who have gone on to have children, et cetera, and have a marriage? How do they balance that with the extraordinary accomplishments that they have? They're not mutually exclusive, are they?
Not at all. But I will say that we get some lot of practical tips. Episode number 58 was Jeanette Phillips, who is vice president at Chrysalis Global Consulting, who had a very long and strong career at AT&T or Ameritech at the time she was working for them. Jeanette will say things like, I do what I'm good at. So that means a lot of takeout food instead of cooking sometimes. Family comes first, but her girls yeah. are very proud of her, as were Jennifer Paffs, who is director of IT for Domino's, right?
Yep.
Whose boys literally learned that, family comes first. Rebecca Bray, who we mentioned earlier,
yes.
says when
yes.
they take their girls out to dinner, everything is off the table. There will be no phones. And when you are
good
home with your family,
her.
You're home with your family. When you're at work, you're at work.
Yep, that is wonderful. Do you have any particular targets, people that you really want to get on the conversation with you that you haven't been able to do yet?
Well, we have quite a few coming up that are scheduled. For instance, we mentioned earlier Allison Gleason. Her sergeant
oh, yes.
at arms, or her chief right hand, is a woman by the name of Jill Majorano. Jill is director of executive communications for Cisco.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be interviewing her at the latter part of December because she is a master, or mistress, if you will, of balance. We will be doing Sheila Earle, who's vice president of Information Builders. We have got a bunch of women on our docket from Cisco and Microsoft, but we also love to do women in the entrepreneurial space. So
yes.
recently we did and published Natalia Petruska, who is the founder of Visby.com, and also Nicole Paysoot, who is the founder
oh,
of
yes.
TechStack,
yep.
both of whom are companies
yep.
less than 2 years old, both of whom, and particularly Nicole, just won the Dolphin. You know,
mm-hmm.
where the Michigan Women's Foundation does something called the Dolphin
mm-hmm.
Competition, which is like Shark Tank, only obviously
oh, yes.
more gentle. Nicole just won that. So,
oh, that's
so
fantastic.
We run the gamut from
yep.
women in their 20s to women in their 70s. In my opinion, 70 is the new 40.
I love it. Thank you. I agree with that entirely. Kathleen, we're running out of time right now. We're about to step out, but I wanted to thank you so much for being with us and the world of things you've been talking about here. The best to you on Diva Tech Talk and also to the folks involved in the Michigan Council of Women in Technology. Thanks again for being with us, Kathleen.
Thanks, Foster.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment with Mike Brennan, and we'll be talking about the headlines in the Michigan Tech Council.